And now let's get a review of the movie from the British comic Sacha Baron Cohen. He keeps making headlines with his character Borat. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has our review.
You will laugh at Borat, you really will, but the laughter will sometimes stick in your throat. This is partially intentional, because Borat's subversive social commentary comes with an ironclad, shock-and-offend guarantee. Borat, or to give it its full title, Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit, Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan, is the brainchild of British comedian Sacha Baron Cohen. He's a performer who's touched by a kind of genius so savage, it makes you reconsider the very nature of comedy.
The Ministry of Information decide to make this film about America because we want to be like you. America have most beautiful women in world. For example, Liza Minnelli and Elizabeth Taylor. It also center for democracy and porno. I like!
Borat Sagdiyev is a fictional television journalist from Kazakhstan, a real country, but portrayed here as a hotbed of racism, sexism, anti-Semitism, and all-around inappropriate behavior. Borat is such a product of his politically incorrect culture that his actions are intended to make us question aspects of our own. The film is a kind of documentary, recording Borat's adventures in what he calls the US&A, with each episode intended to be more outrageous and potentially offensive than the last. We don't laugh at all of this, but we laugh at more of it than would seem possible, in part because of Cohen's powerful comic gifts. This is a very smart guy, with the innate likability all comedians have to have. And he submerges himself so deeply into his Borat persona, you wonder if he could come up for air, even if he wanted to. But because almost no one in the film knows that Borat is putting him or her on, our laughter also makes us uncomfortable. We laugh out of astonishment and disbelief, out of embarrassment for what the people on screen are going through, and because we simply can't figure out any other way to respond. Cohen's corrosive brand of take-no-prisoners humor scalds on contact and makes him the most intentionally provocative comedian since Lenny Bruce and the early days of Richard Pryor. But because he is willing to mock whoever crosses his path, he ends up baiting the harmless and playing ordinary people for fools, just because they are gullible and had the bad luck to run into him. Unlike his predecessors, there is a mean-spiritedness, a lurking every-man-for-himself coldness about this humor. Brilliant and funny though he is, Sacha Baron Cohen and his love of transgression and humiliation are finally very much of and about our time. We deserve each other. And we might as well laugh.
Kenneth Turan, film critic for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times.